It's a Tuesday morning, and parents are dropping off their toddlers and babies at Exploration Station. The hallways here look like what you might expect of a preschool. There are photos of smiling children lining the walls, big sheets of swirling finger paint art. But Yolanda Barroto sees something else.
Children that are beginning to develop their fine motor skills, children that are beginning to experience with science concepts in terms of mixing the medias and producing different colors from the primary colors.
Barroto is the director of Exploration Station. This place is more than a daycare. It's an early learning center run by Miami-Dade College. It's staffed by professionals who are trained in child development and students from the School of Education. From the infant room to the pre-K class, children here are being prepared to become learners. Like 5-year-old Justin, who sits at a low table and sketches a television set. What's your favorite thing to do here?
Do homework.
Research has shown that children who get high-quality early learning, where instructors are trained in child development and reading and learning are encouraged through play, those children are more likely to graduate high school and go on to college. They're less likely to end up in jail. Eduardo Padron is president of Miami-Dade College. He sees the influence of early education in his own adult students.
Most of the problems we face in our nation today with high school completion, I should say lack of completion, you can directly relate to the lack of quality early learning in the young years.
For Padron, the stakes get even higher.
In order to be able to compete in a globalized world, it is very, very important that we're able to provide this foundation in early education.
Doing this will literally, in my opinion, change the prosperity of the country.
Martha Cantor is the undersecretary of the U.S. Department of Education. She recently visited South Florida for a White House summit on early learning and Hispanics. Cantor held up Miami-Dade College's efforts as a national model.
We need replication across the country.
This kind of high-quality preschool education isn't cheap. Full price for Exploration Station costs between $650 and $900 a month, though most of the families here receive a school discount or some kind of grant. The college pays for the building and all of the facilities. Florida's School Readiness Program does offer financial assistance to low-income families for early learning programs across the state, but the wait list for that help is longer than 60,000 names. As much money as it costs, researchers have shown that every dollar spent on early learning can save about $7 in the future.
The red's going in the airplane.
Yeah, red is going to airplane.
Not that any of this matters to preschoolers Malaya and Desiree. The two are sorting small plastic bears and arranging them around a fire truck.
We're just going to water them.
Sounds good. You're going to water the bears with your fire truck. I like it.
For State Impact Florida, I'm Sammy Mack.